Perek Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnah Dalet, the fourth Mishnah. Continuing on the theme we've been discussing for the past number of Mishnayos, that a person may not go out with on Shabbos, just like the previous Mishnah, which lists for us what a woman should not go out with, because they're not considered nor clothing nor jewelry, and therefore they're being carried on Shabbos. And that would be a biblical prohibition, should a person carry an item for Amos and Rishon Sarabim. Now we are going to the topic of a male, what a male cannot carry. The Mishnah begins, V'yetzi ha'ish lo v'sayif, a man may not go out with a sword, lo v'keshes, nor with a bow, lo v'atris, nor with a shield, lo v'ala, nor with a mace, lo v'romach, nor with a spear. V'myatza, chayav chatas. And if a person goes out and indeed carries these items in the public domain, a person is liable and must bring a sin offering. The Mizrahi Chachamim tell us that a person who carries these items in Mishur Sarabi in public domain must bring a sin offering is because these items are not clothing, they are not jewelry, and therefore they cannot be carried in public. However, comes along Rabbi Elazar says, no, tachshitin henlo. They are considered jewelry. They are considered an adornment for him, and therefore a person carrying these items, the bow, the shield, the mace, and the spear, and the sword, do not transgress a biblical prohibition. The Chachamim, however, argue and say, absolutely not. Inan elalignai, all of these items are a disgrace. And they quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vechitesu charvosam leitim, vachani sosehem lemazmeros, lo yisagoy agoy cherev, lo yilmedu od mil chamav. They quote a pasuk from Isaiah, they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not lift up a sword against another nation, neither shall they learn war. More, a pasuk, which is of course written on the United Nations building, pasuks in the future, where we will no longer need these weapons, and they'll be transformed into items not of war, not items for military pursuit and military prowl, but rather they'll be used for items that are needed for sustenance and for daily food. Such a pasuk, claimed the Chachamim. It's coming to teach us these are not considered ornaments for a person because they're going to be abolished in the future. And therefore, Chachamim claim that there a person who carries these items transgresses an Isser to Araisa if they carry them for Amos in Rishus HaRabim, as explained previously. Mishnah continues, Biris Tohora V'yotzimba Shabbos. A garter which holds up socks is always considered tahor, and a person may go out wearing them on Shabbos. Here the Mishnah deals a little bit with the laws of Tuma and Tahara, of ritual purity and impurity, but since these garters are used to hold up socks, they're just an accessory of an item, and therefore they're not directly serving a person, and therefore not susceptible to ritual impurity. However, a person can go out with them in the public domain, because ultimately they still are considered a garment. We're not worried that a woman will come and remove them in public, because she would not want to reveal her thighs. And therefore, a woman would be allowed to go out in public wearing these items. Kvalim tamayim v'im yotzim hem b'shabbos. However, ankle chains are able to become tamay. They are susceptible to truma, and a person may not go out with them on Shabbos. These ankle chains, these foot chains, they usually have gold or other metal in them. And they connect the clasp above the thigh. These, however, are susceptible to laws of Tuma because they directly serve people. and they are very functional. They're in fact made in order to restrict people taking very large steps. Therefore, we are concerned that the woman wearing these might take them off to show them for friends, she may be carrying them, removing them, and therefore they are forbidden to be worn on Shabbos. Here, the Mishnah brings in the laws of Tumah, just derech agav, just as a tangential concept to the primary idea of, are these items considered a garment? Are they needed? Are they superfluous or not? And are we worried that they'll be removed on Shabbos in the public domain? The laws of Tumah and Tahara were just mentioned in our Mishnah to teach us an additional law, but they are not the primary concern of the overall theme of our Mishnah. Perek Vav, Mishnah, Hey. Sixth Perek of Masech Shabbos, the fifth Mishnah. Yotza Isha v'chutei Se'ar, continuing from what we've been talking about for the past number of Mishnayos, what a person or an animal or a male or a female can and cannot go out with. Perhaps they might violate a rabbinical prohibition, at least that they transgress a biblical prohibition, or perhaps just a biblical prohibition of carrying an item for sex in the public domain. Here we are continuing on this theme, dealing with what a woman may go out with on Shabbos to the Rishus HaRabim. Yotza Isha v'chutei Se'ar, a woman may go out with her bands of hair. Ben Mishalach, Ben Mishal Chavirta. Whether it's her own hair, or whether it is her friend's hair, almost like a shaitel. Ben Mishal Behema, or perhaps hair made from an animal. The reason why she may go out with these various types of hair to a public domain, we are not worried, we are not concerned that she'll remove it, because she's not used to removing these types of hair from her head. She's not required to loosen them, even when she's tovel, even when she immerses herself in a mikvah, contrary to the other items that were added to her hair in the beginning of our perek, Mishnah Aleph. These items, water can enter in between the hair, and therefore it is not considered a chatzitza, a barrier to the mikvah, therefore she's not accustomed to removing them, therefore she's permitted to go out in the public into Rishus HaRabim with these types of hair. Also, a woman may go out wearing a totefes, vasambutin, bizmanshe henfurin. She may go out with a frontlet or with head bangles, as long as they are sewn. These frontlets on her forehead, or this headdress, these head bangles, which are come down from her head to her cheeks, as long as they are sewn on the cap of her head. Also, she may go out with a kavol, with a feya, nochris, lechatzer. She may go out with a forehead pad, or with a wig, into the courtyard. This is a woolen cap underneath her frontlet, or a wig, which is almost a braid made from another woman's hair. It looks as if she has hair, into a courtyard. To go out into a courtyard with these items would be permitted. However, to go out to the Rishus HaRabim, that would be problematic, as we explained at the beginning of our parak. Also, she may go out to this public domain, b'moch sheba'ozna. She may go out with cotton batting that she puts in her ear to perhaps absorb some type of secretion that she might have there, or with cotton that she places in her sandal, in her foot, perhaps to prevent some type of rubbing her foot onto her shoe. And she also may go out, or perhaps cotton that she places in order to absorb the blood when she menstruates, in order so that her clothing will not become stained and ruined. The Gemara actually provides an important detail. These types of cotton that she puts either in her ear or in her sandal, it must be affixed, it must be fastened to her shoe or to her ear in order to make them permissible to go out in the public domain. Because in the event that they are just loosely placed there, we are worried that she will come to remove it, and she might come to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. However, the piece of cotton that she places in order to prevent her clothing from being soiled, that she may go out in public, even if it is not tied to her clothing itself. Continues the Mishnah, that a woman may place the pilpel, the gargir, melach, v'chol davar, shetiten, l'soch pia, v'vilvad, shelo siten, l'chatchila, b'shabbos. That a woman may place with pepper or salt or anything into her mouth to perhaps improve her bad breath, or perhaps she has a toothache. All these things she may place only in her mouth before Shabbos begins. However, placing it on Shabbos itself is problematic, since it's considered medicine. The salt is considered medicine, and therefore that would be a problem to place in her mouth, because Chazal made a takana, made a decree, that we do not take medicine on Shabbos, because we are concerned that a person might grind up the ingredients for the medicine on Shabbos. So to place these things on Friday and keep it there over Shabbos would be permitted. However, continues the Mishnah, however, in the event that this pepper or the salt, whatever she puts into her mouth, falls out on Shabbos, she would not be permitted to place it back on Shabbos, because again, we are concerned that perhaps she might come to either grind more medicine on Shabbos, or perhaps people might look at her and think that she is in fact carrying something on Shabbos, and that would also not be appropriate if people think that she's coming to carry things on Shabbos. So explains Tosfos in our Gemara and our Mishnah. Last line of our Mishnah, Shein Toseves V'Shein Shel Zahav, false tooth or tooth with a gold crown, Rabbi Matir, Rabbi permits it, V'Chachamim Osrim, V'Chachamim prohibit, going out in the public domain with a false tooth or a tooth out of gold. What is the reason why why the sages are stringent? The commentaries explain that we are worried that since this tooth, this fake tooth, this crowned golden tooth, looks different than the rest of her teeth, people might make fun of her and she may remove it and carry the tooth. Other interpretations that are given, perhaps her friends might ask her to look at the tooth and might lead to carrying, or perhaps it might fall out and might lead to carrying. Regardless, however, the halacha is according to the chachamim. In fact, a person should be stringent and a person cannot go out with a false tooth or a golden tooth. The Gemara clarifies that is in fact referring only with a golden tooth, but perhaps a silver tooth would be permitted because it in fact looks similar to the rest of her teeth.